in which the author interviews Light. I am not petulant. Like you, I am merely hopeful. Where shadows bleed, must lie a source of light. Light is warm and sure of its place in every widescreen vista or on a stage, where it unfolds each scene. Light is proof that something is happening right before you. I am the eye. I am the thought of least resistance. After belief, I make myself visible, a golden loose thread. I can be trusted. Just watch. This will move them. Here's where the body fell. No, wait. Over there. There are so many ways to begin, I often confuse myself. Old age has worn my edges down. Nothing catches, nothing drags me through a life of usefulness. Sometimes, I can't decide where the story truly starts or where to place their marks. Each event that punctuates the arc carries its own intention, as does each storyteller's tongue, laced with favour and prejudice. Mine is to seek out the tension and violence in their vibrating hearts. Let me start over. 1905. This is the end. We meet again. Same street, same sky. At first blush, the man falls and stays down. Language and music fleeing his body, freed from the limits of flesh and bone. From here, the world extends into white, and the voices of the living carry nothing but death. If I could speak, all you'd hear is echo. Over here, no, over here, there. Passing through each version, like a tragic round.